Lynn Fire Chief Stephen Archer is joining us here on MSO News Sports. Chief, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Chief, the fire department, and with COVID-19, the coronavirus, what kind of adjustments and protocol changes have you guys had to make?
Well, the majority of the adjustments and changes we make is a high consideration of how we protect our workers as they're going out to these calls where we may be dealing with individuals who are potentially exposed or who are potential corona patients. So essentially the challenge is to figure out how we still render the same care to the patients while also protecting our guys to make sure that our workers don't then become victims themselves, because if they're infected, then they're going to need to be quarantined, and then, you know, we're losing a lot of workers off the line. So that's a challenge for us.
Does that, your guys respond to medical situations, obviously, too, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Probably, perhaps 60 to 70% of what we do now are medical-related calls.
Now, does that includes all kinds of cleaning and stuff you must do at the firehouse, which, by the way, are always spotless to begin with, but also there's just got to be a lot of cleaning and stuff for the firemen.
Yeah, well, the cleaning now has taken on an even higher priority than it normally does. I mean, we normally, as you alluded to, normally do a lot of cleaning at the firehouse anyways, but now with this corona, the concerns about the virus, cleaning has taken on even greater importance. So, yeah, we've stepped up our cleaning. The city has been great in working with us. Actually, had a company come around and do a thorough cleaning of all the firehouses recently, and we're going to be doing that on a periodic basis moving forward as this virus, you know, continues to ramp up. But obviously cleaning down the surfaces and being aware of what, you know, what hazards are on all the surfaces, what hazards may be in the firehouses, is taking on even greater importance. So, yeah, that's huge right now.
I have just a couple of other questions, but if you look nationally, I know you're tuned into all the things happening in other cities around the country. Is there anything, are other fire departments facing anything other unique stuff?
Well, we're all kind of in the same boat with what this COVID-19 has presented us with. And so the great thing is that I'm in contact on a regular daily basis with chiefs from all throughout the area, and we communicate with one another via email and phone calls, and we're all like picking each other's brains and kind of like bouncing off of each other what kind of precautions we're taking, what kind of changes to procedures and protocols that we're making. And so together we're kind of getting the best of advice from each other and from other sources, you know, Department of Public Health, and, CDC, of course, and you know, our local health department. So we're communicating with one another, and we're getting the best advice that we can, and we're taking it all in, and you know, coming up with the best procedures and protocols. So it's a good collaborative.
Well, it speaks to us appreciating our first responders, fire, police, and so on, and the work that they do, and the circumstances that you never know the circumstances that you'll be facing, and here's a perfect example of that.
Sure, and we feel the appreciation of the community. Here at the fire department, we've always had really, really great support from the community, and we're feeling that now. You know, people are donating lots of equipment. They know we have a big need for the PPE, you know, the equipment that we use, the masks and goggles and gloves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, up to today, we received a donation from Essex Tech of some stuff, and some other agencies have also donated stuff to us. They know we have a big need for those equipment. And so they're really supportive of us. We appreciate that tremendously. And our goal, Bill, is to continue to serve the community as best we can. Even through this, we're gonna still be out there on the front lines helping and serving the community. And we're all going to get through this together. That's the goal.
Chief, I have one last question, and you kind of led into it, the work that you do fighting fires. I know in the last couple of weeks, there's been a number of fires. And if I'm not mistaken, one, I believe I saw the news report triggered by careless cigarette. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think you're talking about one on Moulton Street, the corner of Moulton and Boston Street. We had a four-alarm fire recently, and the investigators, when all was said and done, were able to determine it was caused by careless disposal of smoking material on one of the back porches, and it just kind of got going from there and ended up a total loss of that building and the one next door as well, all started from the careless disposal of smoke. So it's a message we're constantly trying to get out to the public. that they need to pay attention to, you know, how they're discarding that smoking material. And we've seen it a lot, unfortunately. It's too common that people are just not putting out the cigarettes and, you know, being careless about where they dispose of them, and it can have the kind of results that we saw there at Moulton Street.
Yeah. Chief, my last, anything else that you want to mention that I did not ask you about as far as fire departments, Lynn Fire Department in specifically?
No, there's a lot going on here at the fire department. There was before this, you know, a lot of initiatives and stuff that we're working on. We recently talked about the new fire station that we'd like to see built along the waterfront, that rapidly developing area on the waterfront very soon. So we'd love to see that built. But as you can imagine, Bill, the coronavirus is front and center for what we're dealing with right now, and it's taking up a lot of our effort, as it is for a lot of fire departments and public safety agencies and others all over the country, all over the world, really. So there's a big focus going on there, and our goal, as I said, is to do the best service we can and continue to provide the service that the citizens of Lynn deserve, and somehow we're all going to get through this together.
Chief, I know when we started talking a couple of weeks ago, it was way before this even started, but things kind of changed in our agenda. But anyways, to you and your men, be safe, and thank you so much for what you do, and we'll talk again soon about some of these other things, I hope.
You're very welcome, Bill, and thank you.
Yep, Stephen Archer, the fire chief, City of Lynn, here. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.